Another attempt to de-escalate tensions. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That was the purpose of a phone call that ended last hour between Presidents Biden and Putin. As Russian forces build up along the border with Ukraine, Americans were advised to leave the country immediately.
U.S. authorities claim an invasion could take place at any time. But speaking publicly on Saturday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying, "This is no different than the day-to-day life his country has been living since the last time the Russian military crossed the border."
"We have to be ready each day, and it began not yesterday, it began in 2014, so we are ready."
Zelensky did not discount American intelligence, but says that he is analyzing all the information and making sure Ukrainian officials don't overreact.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky, as part of the Pentagon's response, 3,000 more U.S. troops are being sent to Poland. The U.S. is also beefing up its presence in the Middle East in response to recent missile attacks against the United Arab Emirates by Houthi rebels in Yemen. An undisclosed number of U.S. F-22 fighter jets arrived in the UAE today. Police in Ottawa are deploying all available resources as they attempt to force demonstrators from the downtown area. Truck drivers are also being told to stop blocking a bridge between the U.S. and Canada.
There was a growth in the number of protesters there last night after this injunction went into effect by a judge ordering the protesters to clear out and allow this bridge to reopen. Overnight, a few dozen remained this morning. Some started to clear out, but there is a couple dozen still there saying, "We are not going anywhere."
Fox's Garrett Tenney alongside the Ambassador Bridge in Detroit. America's listening to Fox News.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The father of a young boy in Pennsylvania who prosecutors say was starved and tortured before dying has pleaded guilty to several charges. Scott Schollenberger has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. His fiance is due to stand trial next month. Police say the 12-year-old boy was locked in a room with no lights and never received medical care. The couple's other children appeared to be healthy and well cared for. Young children will have to wait a bit longer for a COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA wants to collect more data before authorizing Pfizer shot for children under five. We're also learning a little more about booster shots.
There is no doubt many Americans are feeling pandemic fatigue, but could we soon hear calls for more COVID-19 boosters? That is what medical experts are looking into. A CDC study shows the effectiveness of the vaccines goes down after 4 months, but the study also shows the vaccines offer high protection against severe illness and hospitalizations, especially during the Omicron surge last month.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Another virus has American farmers concerned.
A highly lethal form of avian flu has poultry producers here in the U.S. alarmed. Safety measures are being tightened as experts warn that this disease is being carried and spread from coast to coast by wild birds. Reports of an outbreak of a highly pathogenic bird flu on a commercial turkey farm in Indiana has already prompted China, South Korea, and Mexico to ban poultry imports from that state. While this particular avian flu is already widespread in Europe, the Indiana outbreak, which is on a migratory bird pathway, got the attention of U.S. producers. The United States is the world's largest producer and second largest exporter of poultry meat. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.